Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is December 1st, 2007. I have a message today called, "Come out from among them, be ye separate, says the Lord." In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 through 17, the Lord says this, "What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Verse 18, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." The Spirit of the Lord is speaking to his people, and today, those that have ears to hear, those that have eyes to see, those that have a heart that is open and perceptive can hear the voice of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is making ready a people for the coming of Jesus Christ. The Lord is calling his people out of mixture, out of falsehood. And in Hebrews 13, verse 13, it says this, "Let us go forth unto him outside the camp, bearing his reproach." Keep in mind, religion is not necessarily pleasing to the Lord. And for the most part, as we read the scripture, we see the paradox of a religious system. Even a religious system that was ordained by God himself, the protocol, the priests, the prophets, many times drifted away from the heart of God and became corrupt and degenerate, and it wasn't pleasing to the Lord. But as it is written in the scripture, in the Gospels particularly, as Jesus talked about the end time of great apostasy, of the apostles spoke of false teachers, false prophets, apostles, false Christ, false ministries, deceiving, even if it was possible, the very elect. And the first thing that Jesus said in Matthew 24, talking about the time just preceding his second coming, he said, "See to it that no one deceive you." It's very important to hear the voice of the Lord. The Lord is calling his people out of false religious systems. The Pope has recently declared that the God of Catholicism was common with Islam. The Pope is declaring that the God of Catholicism is the same God of Islam. Anyone that truly walks with Jesus Christ, that knows the Lord, knows that there are many gods and many Christs. But as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 8:6, it says, "But unto us there is one God, even the Father, and one Lord, Jesus Christ." There's no way that all paths lead to the same God. There's no way that the same one true God has many faces, as the world, or as the cults, or as the New Age would foster. That's a lie. But we know that God has people inside the Catholic Church. We know that God has people in many different religious systems. But all of us, whether we're in varying denominations, we owe it to our Lord to follow him and to seek the truth and to come aside from that which is false and in error. And I want to point out that the cult of Catholicism is just as false as the cult of the megachurches, the seed gospel, and the me gospel. That's very prevalent in these days. The cross of Jesus Christ has been replaced with the doctrine of the seed. God is being misused. His scripture is being misused by men and women professing to be teachers that are teaching falsehood. They're making merchandise of the people of God by distorting the truth. But the people have itching ears, and they heap to themselves teachers that are corrupt, that even promise liberty, but those false teachers are slaves to corruption. And this is the scene. This is the thing. The Lord is making it evident as he goes through the land, exposing what is true, what is truly done in darkness. And the Lord will speak to his righteous, true servants, and they will be declaring it from the rooftops. As Elijah, the prophet of the Lord, withstood the priests of Baal, so too will the Lord rise up men and women and even children, filled with the zeal of the Lord, filled with the Spirit of God, to stand boldly in the face of liars, deceivers, corruptors, and declare the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. So one of my exhortations tonight is to call to the people that love the Lord, or even are at a stage in life where they're considering surrendering to the Lord. Choose to follow the Lord in truth. Choose the kingdom of God. This is the time to be fully convinced, persuaded, and understand what God is saying and doing. He is judging. You don't want to be offended by God's fierce act of judgment. Remember the words of Jesus. He said, remember Lot's wife. Lot lived in the land of Sodom, filled with abundance, idleness of time, idolatry, wickedness. These things are listed in Ezekiel 16, verse 49. Lot had a wife, family. I'm sure he had a job. The home had furniture, artifacts from the family. They had neighbors. Kids, neighbors had children. They were entangled in the culture, in the community, just like we are to a degree. But the time came that the stench of the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah rose to the ears and eyes and nostrils of God, that he determined he was going to raise it with fire and brimstone from the heavens. God sent angels to get Lot and his family out of harm's way. But the instruction of the Lord through the angels was not to look back as God's fiery indignation was poured out upon the land. Lot's wife, she couldn't bear that. As God's fiery tempest was being raining upon Sodom, Gomorrah, the plains, she looked back and she became a pillar of salt. She was offended by what God was doing. She was offended that God would judge Sodom and Gomorrah. She didn't value God's feelings of outrage. She didn't value God. Her heart was in Sodom. Don't be offended when the Lord judges this world and the things of this world. Let your heart be abundant towards the Lord. Understand that he's righteous in what he's doing. Understand that. Stand strong. Be fully convinced, persuaded, and understand this. And this is the time for you to stand up in the name of Jesus Christ, full of the Holy Spirit, and speak boldly pertaining to the kingdom of God. Lead people into repentance. Lead people to bow their knees and their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, that they could be truly cleansed and forgiven. This is how you can be a true, authentic ministry of Jesus. This is how the Lord will preserve you in these days and give you peace. Give God your total. Give him your all. Yield to the life of Christ. Let his light shine in you. Tell the people, the Lord reigns. It's hard for people to realize that they may be sitting in a corrupt religious system. They notice that the Spirit of God isn't moving anymore. They notice that they don't hear the piercing word or conviction of the Spirit of God any longer. They're aware of entertainment taking over the emphasis of the religious world. They're aware of men and women glorying in themselves, and men in ministries, women being put on pedestals. It's Ichabod. The Lord has departed. His glory has withdrawn. But life in the religious world goes on. Today, there are ministries that are false ministries. I call them the wolf ministers. They're clothed in sheepskin. They're clothed in the very skin of the lives of the people they gouge and abuse and defeat and conquer for their own purpose. The wealth of the poor and the elderly and the needy is in their homes. The Lord rebuke that. What do you do when you discover that your religious activity is not pleasing to the Lord, that He is withdrawn? Remember what the Lord said, a little leaven will leaven the whole lump. More is taught in the scripture about being separate than belonging to the club. You owe it to the Lord to come outside the camp and bear the reproach of Christ. Remember John the Baptist. Where was he in his ministry? No greater prophet than John the Baptist, according to Jesus. Was he ministering in the temple or the synagogue? No. He was out in the wilderness, heralding a pure message of repentance and demanding that the people prove their repentance by fruit of works of righteousness that are in Jesus Christ. That's where we need to be. The church is going to go underground. The very word church comes from the word ecclesia, which has to do with being called out. So the Lord calls you out. The Lord calls you to be pure unto Him and to follow Him and to please Him, not man. Exalt the Lord. Do not glory in man. Do not glory in a ministry or a thing. Do not glory in wisdom or strength, but glory in the Lord. Glory in His cross. The Lord has been strongly impressing me over the last 2 days about professing ministers, how they were deluded. They had bit into the deception of the lie of the serpent, and they ate it whole. They promote palaces of religiosity. They're arrogant, pompous boasters. They don't give authentic glory to Christ. Christ is not seen in them. They do not demonstrate the example of Jesus. You don't see truth or service or humility in these false ministries. They use God. They use the scripture. They use Jesus for their own secret agenda as it suits them. It's all semantics, not authentic. There's no power. There's no life. There's no conviction. They hide in their great multi-million dollar mansions, and they often sit on the bankrupt boards of so-called Christian universities, in which they mislead unsuspecting Christians into a false gospel. A false gospel without the cross. A gospel of the seed. Seed the need, they call it. They take God's holy word and twist and distort it into a message of falsehood. They package it and sell it to the undiscerning masses. As scripture foretold, they have been made merchandise by the false teachers that are enslaved to depraved, selfish whims. The false teachers of the false gospel proclaim simple formulas for wealth, power, and ease. It's the folly of flesh. What did God command? He commanded the flesh is to be crucified, eradicated, buried in Jesus Christ. And as Romans 6 declares, even by the same Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead, if it dwells in you, it shall also rise you up in newness of life. And you're not in bondage to where you must serve the flesh. You're not a debtor, but you may follow the Spirit of God into life. Christ himself living a righteous life in you. Do you see the difference? God is calling his people to choose. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Who will you follow? Man or Christ? The oldest lie goes back to the garden, where the serpent beguiled the woman, Eve. Told her to partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, where God had said, the day you eat of this tree, you'll die. But Satan lied and said, you will not die, for God knows the day you eat it, you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. The mystery religions, the cults, ancient philosophies, secret societies have this at their very core, this lie that goes way back to the ancient times. This is what the Lord is showing me, that many of these false ministries, the Luciferian Satanist ministries, dressed in sheepskin, they secretly believe they are elite gods. They believe they are entitled to wealth and unrestrained flesh pleasures. They are corrupted corruptors. Once in a while, they let their secret out from time to time with arrogant messages of grandeur. They say, I'm a god. They blaspheme without shame. They bought the temptation of the devil. They failed the test that Jesus himself won. Matthew 4 records the story of Jesus being driven into the wilderness by the Spirit of God to be tempted of the devil. Jesus was to fast and pray to the Father. And when Jesus had fasted for 40 days and nights, he was hungry. And the Satan comes to him and says, if you're the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. But Jesus rebuked him, commanded Satan to get behind him, get out of his sight. For man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And that is what we learn about Jesus, dedicated to the will of the Father, not independent of the will of the Father. The Father had called him to fast. And Satan will always come, get you to consider yourself, pamper yourself, please yourself, do as what's in your own best interest, never the will of God. But remember that the psychology of Satan, the adversary, the despiser of all things that are holy and good, when insanity is in his mind, to think that he would exalt himself above the throne of God, be like God, God utterly cast him out of the heavens. And he dragged at least a third of the angels with him. He's a liar. He's a murderer. He's a thief. He speaks of himself. He seeks his own thing. He's a liar. He tells people to exalt themselves just as he did. Satan also tempted Jesus to be hyper super spiritual. And that he could jump off a building and God the Father would send his angels to catch him. Again, Jesus didn't buy that. That's silly. And he quoted the scripture, "Well, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God." Lastly, Satan came to Jesus and said, "If you'll bow down and worship me, I will give you the glory of all the kingdoms, because I have the power to do so." Satan is the god of this world. He is the Elohim, Theos, of this age. But he's defeated. But this is his way. This is why we need to meditate on this. Satan comes not only to Jesus, but he comes unto his ministers, to test them. And the only way you can have victory is but the same way that Jesus had victory. Quoting the scripture, being in total harmony with the Father, being totally subjecting to the Father, totally obedient to the Father. Satan will tell you you can become a god. Pamper yourself. You deserve it. And there are many, unfortunately, men and women over the centuries that have believed the lie, the cunning craftiness, the subtleness, the tantalizing pleasure that ends up very bitter, very sorrowful. Some of these ministers that are false have fallen after the devil and worship him and serve him, serve his ways. They don't follow Jesus. They follow their own self. They believe, yeah, I'm a son of God. I'm special. I deserve to use God's word for whatever I want. They think within themselves, I want, I want, I want. So I speak it forth and create it. I am a god. They believe they're super spiritual, and they do the forbidden and foolish things, believing that God was obligated to catch them. Worse than that, they bow down to the devil and serve him and his ways, as opposed to denying him through the cross. So I'm urging you. I'm urging you not to follow a false minister. I'm urging you not to follow your own self. I'm urging you to delight in the cross of Jesus and crucify your soul, crucify your flesh, lay down your life that you may find life and life more abundantly. Come out. Come out and be separate, saith the Lord, and I will receive you.